This is Real Presence Live on the RPR Network, bringing you stories of faith and hope through local hosts and guests from across the Upper Midwest. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, Real Presence listeners. What a gift to have Bishop Barron on today. I wish he could have been in the coffee shop. He's a busy man and he made time for us. And what wisdom he has. Religious freedom, something that is a very confusing thing for people, I think. And he did just a great job of bringing clarity. And then pointing out that the church really is, we're a sleeping giant. And that there's so much that we can do to institute change. And we should be doing those things. But this is Melissa Scascio, coming to you live from St. James Coffee in Rochester, Minnesota on Real Presence Live this morning. We've had a busy show today, and we're coming into our last segment with Amy Cummings of the Partnership for Youth Steubenville. And Amy, welcome. Good morning.
Good morning, Melissa. Good to be with you this morning.
Oh, it's great to have you here. I know, kind of hard to follow up Bishop Barron, but I'm sure this is going to be great. Like,
absolutely. Oh, my goodness.
No pressure on you to just, you know, spout all kinds of wisdom and things. But actually, what you're going to talk about actually is really near and dear to my heart. I love the Steubenville Youth Conferences. We're going to get to that a little later, though. Could you please introduce yourself to our listeners?
Absolutely. Amy Cummings here, and I am the Executive Director of Partnership for Youth, which is a nonprofit located here in Bloomington, Minnesota. And I have been the Executive Director of Partnership for Youth for the last 22 years, and we do large faith-based conferences, you know, Catholic conferences for middle school and high school students here in the Midwest, and our mission is to provide transformational Catholic events for young people, and in which we want to help young people to discover their reason for being and through their relationship with Christ to a fuller relationship with the Catholic Church and to deepen their relationship with the Lord. So, and we do that, you know, through events which we host ourselves or events that we partner with other organizations to host. And so it has been of many years of being able to serve and in this way, in this capacity, and in a ministry that is also near and dear to my heart. And I also met my husband through this ministry. So,
oh, that's beautiful.
I know you can't get any better than that. And but it's a great way to serve, and it's a great way to. And I started volunteering, and then became the executive director. So you know, it's just full circle.
Oh, that's beautiful. And I know teenagers are terrifying to most people. So what kind of led you to? I mean, I live with them. I work with them in youth ministry. It is, people are like, wow, like you are brave. And I'm like, well, yeah, they are kind of scary. But what led you to work with teenagers?
See, here's the deal. I'm terrified of teenagers too. But the beauty of this job is I get to prepare a stage and an arena for people who love to talk to teenagers and bring the message of the church to teenagers in a beautiful way, and I get to just prepare the stage for those who are equipped to do that. So I get to do the behind the scenes part, and I'm not the one in the front. So this
so you're
is
not
this
you're
is
not in the shark
thing.
Infested waters. Of
no,
the,
no,
the
no.
Teenager
I get to
craziness.
Walk through the I get to walk through the sea of them and see them on fire and see them praising the Lord and see them kneeling before the Blessed Sacrament and see them, you know, lined up to receive the sacrament of reconciliation. And I get to see them out on the grassy area playing ball and throwing the frisbee. And I love that kind of stuff. But no. I'm not. No. But what led me here was back in like 2000 or 2001, I think it was. I was like looking for opportunities to serve, and I saw advertised that the Steubenville Conference here at the University of St. Thomas was looking for volunteers. And so I said, oh gosh, I should just. It's the summer, you know. I should go volunteer. And so I went to volunteer at that conference, and while I was there, they were going to be starting Partnership for Youth. So the conference was running, it was his first or second year, and they were then going to be incorporating into becoming Partnership for Youth the first year, becoming the nonprofit, and they were looking for an executive director to run the conferences and other things that the nonprofit was going to be doing. And so they approached me to be the executive director, And I was like, no, it sounds kind of iffy. I first said no. I think that's probably my first time. Every time that the Lord kind of directs me somewhere, I'm like, no, I don't think so, Lord.
Yeah, that's always the best response.
Yeah, my first response. And then, like, 6 weeks later, I'm the executive director and doing work that I love. I don't know why I said no at first, because I love organizing events. I love rallying people together around a message, around a mission, around something really big to do, right? That's just something I really love to do. I love to rally people. I love to galvanize. I love to bring, you know, do new things. That's just what I love to do, to build something. So ever since then, I have been building new conferences, new events, new opportunities, and mentoring and coaching new staff members to support this mission, and bringing donors to the table and volunteers. And it's just been an amazing journey, an amazing opportunity, and I feel like I've received more than I've given, really. And it's always touched me. Every conference has had its own beautiful gift to me. And I think when I talk to my staff too afterwards, it's like, what gift did you receive this weekend, you know? And the volunteers. And then we get messages in our office, you know, email or text or phone calls from group leaders, and, you know, how it's touched their teams, or it's touched them too. And I feel like, you know, this work is as much for the teens as it is for the adults in the room.
Oh, and I've experienced that myself. I went as an adult, and I think I was more transformed than the kids, and yeah. I saw some amazing things happen in the hearts of the kids. And it's just, so if you can volunteer, like if they're asking for volunteers in your area for this, you absolutely should go, because you can't even describe what happens there. Like, we could, like, rattle off, which we'll talk about a little bit what the conference actually looks like, but you can rattle all those things off, but until you're in a room with, like, 1,000-plus teenagers, and they're just adoring the Blessed Sacrament together, and the power of the Holy Spirit in the room is just, wow, like, there's nothing like it.
Yeah, they're just on fire, and I think that particularly today, when we really see the need for young people to come together as community, right? When there's so much isolation and there's so much anxiety and depression and really loss of faith for a lot of young people, to see, you know, a couple thousand of them come together and to worship together and to sit in small group together and be in community, it is just nothing more beautiful than that. And to really see how the Holy Spirit can work in those moments. And they need that. They need that today, and to provide the opportunity for them to be able to experience that, really to experience it. And a lot of times they don't have that opportunity in their local community, in their local church, and to see the universal church in that way.
And like what I kind of find with my work in youth ministries, there's lots of little pockets of strong kids that are trying to follow the faith. So events like this that bring mass numbers together, because, man, what's more heartening than to be like, I'm not the only one. Like, there are other kids just like me that love Jesus too, and that it's okay to actually be Catholic in this world. Like, thank you for providing this.
it's our pleasure. And, you know, we do the Steubenville conferences in particular, we do in partnership with Franciscan University. You know, so that's where the name comes from, Franciscan University of Steubenville, Ohio. And so the Steubenville conferences, that's where the name comes from. And so, you know, there's several of these across the United States and in Canada. And so if you were to choose to do one anywhere in the United States, you know, the theme and everything would be the same for the year. And the programming would be, you know, similar across all of the conferences for this summer. So that's, I think, the uniqueness, too, about this particular conference is anywhere you would go in the United States this summer, you would feel that same, you know, the theme would be the same. The speakers on stage would be different, right, because we don't have enough speakers to be the same ones on stage all over, because on one weekend there might be 4 or 5 Steubenville conferences going on across the United States. So, but we do bring in, you know, the best speakers we can as well, you know, the big national names for the kids and huge, you know, worship bands. So they also can really experience beautiful music that can draw them in to worship.
And really, that's the way into kids, is all they're doing. They always have their earbuds in, and they're always listening to music no matter what they're doing.
Exactly, right? And we know that worship can lead us into deep, deep prayer. And that's really something that, and it needs to be taught too, like, and we really are intentional in our programming to teach them worship, you know, because it's not just music, right? There's a method to worship, you know, with music and worship. So, the band that we have at all of our conferences is Sonar Worship. They're a local band here out of the Twin Cities, and they have been our worship band for, I think, since we started our conferences.
They're fantastic. So
I know.
If you can see them, you absolutely should.
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely, absolutely. So we have been very blessed to have them and their talent with us. And Nate, you know, Reinhardt, who's their manager and their lead singer, he just really picks out beautiful music, appropriate music, and he really teaches worship well. And so we're just really, really blessed to have great worship. And the kids, you know, if they come year after year, which you can come to a conference for five years, if you were to come every year, right, because you can start as you're going into ninth grade through your senior year of high school. And then you could come as a volunteer after that. And then once you're 21, you could come as a chaperone. I mean, there's lots of years you could come. But, you know, as a teen, you could come for five consecutive years. And some kids do, which is wonderful, really wonderful.
Yes, my kids look forward to it every single year. It's on our calendar almost immediately. And they're just like, they talk about, they're like, and Steubenville is coming. And like, just with such anticipation, it's like the middle of the summer, and they're just like, it's just an infusion of grace in their lives. Because at about that point, teenagers are starting to get bored. And, you know, even if they're working, they're just like, you know, the monotony. You know, adults understand this. You go to work every day, and then you're just like, what else is there? And maybe you go to church on Sunday, but then you go to one of these conferences, and it's like a retreat of rejuvenation for the soul. And, just a beautiful thing.
Well, and we want to bring light into the darkness, right?
Yes.
And I think that this particular year, our theme is Illuminate, which is all about bringing light into the darkness of our world. And one thing that I think we pride ourselves on at a Steubenville conference is we do take on some of those tough issues that our young people are encountering, and we want them to hear what the Catholic Church is saying about the tough issues. Because if the church isn't talking about them, the world is talking about it, and they're going to hear from the culture, you know, what the culture says about these issues. But we want them to hear what the Catholic Church says about them so that they know what the church is saying, and they can stand up to it with what the church is saying and know what the church says about it. And so I think that's a thing that is really important for them to hear.
Oh, I agree. Because usually what teenagers hear first, you have to deprogram from them. So we have to get to them before the culture does, which is a really tough order these days.
Yes, it is. It is. It so is. That's right.
All right. Well, Amy, we are going to take a quick break here. We'll be right back on the other side of some ads. And, this is Real Presence Live. Melissa Skay Show coming to you from St. James Coffee with Amy Cummings of Partnership for Youth. We'll be back after the break.
This is Real Presence Live, where the focus is not on the evil around us, but on conversion and mercy through the good news that is always good. We're local, engaging, and live on the Real Presence Radio Network. Did you know you can listen to the RPR Network when you're on the go? Just search for Real Presence Radio in your app store. Listen live to any station across the network at any time, so you can stay connected to your local community from wherever you are. Plus, if you miss a program, the Real Presence Radio app is your one-stop shop for local and national podcasts, including our signature show, Real Presence Live. The Real Presence Radio app, with you every step of your faith journey. Download it today and see what you've been missing.
How can you know for sure that your loved one is in heaven? Well, the short answer is you can't. I'm Father Chris Alar. But you can have confident hope that they are saved, because no matter when or how they died, even by suicide, you can pray and make sacrifices now to still help them accept God's final offer of grace. Jesus told St. Faustina, "Call upon my mercy on behalf of sinners. I desire their salvation." When you pray with faith on behalf of some sinner, I will give him the grace of conversion. Wow, if you desire heaven for someone, God desires it even more. So do your part to help them get there. please visit suicideandhope.com so I can personally pray for anyone you've lost and to get our book, After Suicide, There's Hope for Them and You, which helps with any kind of suffering or loss, not just suicide. I promise it will help.
Did you know you can listen to Real Presence Live anytime on any podcast platform? Just search for Real Presence Radio on platforms such as Spotify, Apple Music, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, and on the Real Presence Radio website. Then subscribe so you don't miss any future shows. If you like what you hear, give us a good rating so other people can find us as well. Real Presence Radio, your family of faith and hope.
You're listening to Real Presence Live. Now, back to more inspirational and uplifting stories and a look at the extraordinary things happening in our local area. Heard right here on the RPR Network.
Welcome back, Real Presence listeners, to our last segment of Real Presence Live today, coming to you from St. James Coffee in Rochester, Minnesota. We're talking to Amy Cummings from Partnership for Youth about the Steubenville conferences that are coming right up this summer. Very exciting. We talked a little bit about like where they came from and what Amy's been, how Amy has been involved. So on this side of the half hour, we're going to talk about what the conference actually looks like. Because when people would say Steubenville, they would be like, have you been to Steubenville? And I'm like, I don't even know what you're talking about. Isn't that a university somewhere out in Ohio? So for those of you who have never heard of this or known anyone that's gone, Amy, could you kind of like walk through what the actual conference entails a little bit?
Absolutely, absolutely. And first of all, like most people are like, how do you even spell it? I know I had to like, I misspelled it so many times in the first year that I...
Oh, me too. Is it EU? Is it UE? Is it just a
yeah,
U?
Right.
Yes.
Right, right. Anyways, so it's a weekend. So you'd come in on Friday, you'd arrive between 1 and 4 o'clock, and then we have a traveler's mass that's optional. You could join us for at 4 o'clock. And then we go into an evening with a keynote, speaker, and sometimes there's Adoration Friday night, and then we encourage people to do small group to kind of unpack that keynote and confessions and wrap up, you know, around 10, 11 o'clock on Friday night. Saturday morning we start again with some gathering music. We do mass in the first segment on Saturday morning, and then we break out into men's and women's sessions, and we talk about femininity and masculinity. And then we have lunch, and then we have a good section of time on Saturday afternoon, which we call recharge time, which has activities outside and reconciliation available. And we have a huge marketplace where they can purchase all kinds of religious items, and there's exhibitors and things to see. And then we have an afternoon segment of another set of keynotes and workshops. And that's going to be about Darkness Has Not Overcome is the title of that section. There's some games and other activities during that time as well. And then we go into our evening segment after dinner. And that is, again, we'll open that segment with some time of worship. And then we'll have a keynote and we'll go into our Eucharistic Adoration time, which is really one of the key elements of our conference, which is a procession of Eucharistic Adoration. And then wrap up that evening and then allow time again for reconciliation and small group time. And then Sunday morning is some wrap up, some time, we do some time for preparation for mass with the bishop. Bishop Barron is actually going to be in Rochester with us. And Archbishop Hebda will be at our St. Paul conference. And then at our Joliet conference will be Bishop Hicks there. And then we close with our vocations call, which is a very unique part of our conference as well, encouraging those who have just a call on their heart to possibly explore religious vocation. So just a beautiful, beautiful conference weekend. Lots of opportunities for the sacraments, lots of opportunity for the youth ministers, parents, group leaders, chaperones to really connect with their kids too.
So now, because people bring group, like you don't usually just come as an individual. Like, I used to bring a group. So can you kind of explain how that works?
Yeah, so an individual cannot come to the conference by themselves, so they would come with a group, whether it's a youth minister at a parish bringing a group of kids, or a parent bringing their child with some friends, or grandparents bringing a group of kids, you know, or a diocese organizing groups, you know, a large group to come. So kids would come with chaperones. Yes, they can. Yep, so that's how they would come, as groups.
And then there's a cost to the conference. And I know that kids fundraise, like they work really hard to fundraise because this is such a great conference.
Absolutely. So lots of parishes fundraise in many, many different ways, you know, bake sales or Knights of Columbus help or get scholarships from different places. Absolutely. And each conference has its own price, you know, varying from, you know, the Joliet conference is just a one-day conference, so that's $75. And then the Rochester conference is a full weekend, and housing is not included, so that's $270. And then that's the Rochester conference. The St. Paul conference does include housing at the University of St. Thomas, so that's $320. So they're just a little bit different because of accommodations and time.
And then when would they need to be registered by? I'm looking at the website. So steubenvilleconferences.com/youth brings you to, like, all of the conferences and then
all of the
links to learn more.
Yep. For our specific conferences, you'd want to go to partnershipforyouth.org.
Oh, yes.
So that's partnershipforyouth.org. And by May 15th is our final payment date. But we will take some registrations until our conferences sell out. St. Paul is already sold out. So we are just, we still have room at our Joliet conference and our Rochester conference.
And then, because I'm in Rochester, Rochester conference is July 12th, which is my birthday, which is always fun because it almost always falls on my birthday. So July 12th to the 14th is the weekend for the Steubenville Rochester. And I highly, highly recommend it. Like I said, my teenagers, this is one of the highlights of their summer is going to Steubenville. And they're always sad when they age out of it and they're like, oh, I can't go anymore. And I'm like, well, you could volunteer. But it's just it's just different that way. They don't get to really enter into it in the same way.
Right, right.
And then, like, can you just share, like, I know you have a quick email about some an amazing growth from someone that started, and then in just a couple minutes, if you want to talk about that.
Absolutely. So last week I got an email from a youth minister who's been bringing kids to the conference for 14 years. So she brought two students to the conference 14 years ago. She's a youth minister from here in Minnesota. And so she emailed me, and she's coming to St. Paul, and she needs to put some more kids on the wait list. But she said, you know, 18 years ago, she brought two kids, and they actually just recently had to change the time of their daily Mass from 8 p.m. to 7 a.m. because they had so many kids who want to come to Mass before school. They had to also change. They had 127 kids from the high school, their local high school, that had need to get dismissed from the public high school for Ash Wednesday Mass. She said they're bringing 130 kids to the Steubenville Conference this summer. So she started with two, and she's got 130 kids coming. She's got 20 kids on the wait list to come. We can't get them in because there's not enough room. They've added four new Bible studies because there's so many kids who want to come to new Bible studies starting. And they recently had their 40-hour devotion in their parish. And the high school students took the overnight hours, the midnight shift to 6 a.m., and 49 students took those 6 hours and stayed to do adoration. I mean, just amazing things are happening. And she attributes this all to the kids coming to the Steubenville Conference and the growth in their spiritual life that's happened. So these are things that we are seeing in the growth in the young people's lives because of the Holy Spirit that moves them in coming to these types of events. So and then the vocations that we're seeing, too, it's just amazing, you know, that the Holy Spirit calls young people is still calling young people. We have to believe that, and there's so much hope. I think that's what I would say that I see and that we can experience from these conferences is there's just so much hope in our young people.
I know. I like to say that the cavalry is coming. We just have to keep fighting the good fight, and the cavalry is right behind us. Like, we just got to keep going while they get old enough to actually come in and join the fight with us. It is time to go to our preview of the next show with Aaron and Fargo. Hi, Aaron.
Hello. How's it going?
Oh, it is good. What was your favorite part of the show today?
Well, it's pretty hard to stand up to Bishop Barron. I mean, I think he's going to kind of dominate any show that he's on, so I'd say that was my favorite part. Not that anyone else didn't do bad. Like, everyone did great. It was a good, very, very fun show to do.
Awesome. Yeah, and actually, I think Amy did great, like, following up after Bishop
Thank
Barron.
You for being
like, that was fantastic. What do we have coming up for the next show?
All right, so on the next Real Presence Live, your hosts will be Jacques Daniel and Michael Pauly, live from Rapid City, South Dakota. Joining them will be Sister Sarah Kowal, who will speak about the diocesan-wide Marian consecration, along with how you and your family can participate in this powerful moment of grace. And again, that's in the Diocese of Rapid City. Then Kelly Wortman from Catholic Social Services will offer advice on how parents can best speak directly to their children, especially about serious and sensitive issues. Catch all of this and more on the next Real Presence Live, Tuesday morning from 9 to 11. Back to you, Melissa.
Aw, thanks, Aaron. He sounds pretty good for being many states away from me.
Oh, and one more thing real quick. You can catch Bishop Barron and all of the other segments, podcasts, on our website if you want to listen back to them.
Oh, which is fun because that's how my kids do it. And then they listen to my segments and they count all the likes and ums that I have. And then they give me a critique of my online presence. So it's the podcasting is a wonderful way to re-listen to anything you might have missed today. And that will be found. Actually, there'll be links on the St. James Coffee Facebook page to today's and when they come out. And then Real Presence will also have them. But, yeah, just to kind of finish up the show today, Amy, do you have any final thoughts in our last, like, 60 seconds, like, you would like to share with the listeners at home? Oh, did she leave? Oh, that's okay. Well, I guess I will share some thoughts then. Just a reminder that July 12th through the 14th in Steubenville, Rochester, in Rochester, Minnesota. They do it at the Mayo Civic Center. I have been there the last 2 years. The year before that, actually, my family and I got COVID right before the conference started, and we were very, very sad about missing it. But it is not something that you want to miss. It is a beautiful way to rejuvenate your faith. Please volunteer if you have the opportunity. Like we said earlier in the segment, there's no way to describe what happens at those. But we want to thank all of our guests today. We had Oscar Delgado on this morning. We had Kristen Terrio, now that I have her correct last name, and a huge thank you to Amy Cummings and then Bishop Barron, our bishop here in the Diocese of Winona Rochester, for joining us today for another great segment of Real Presence Live, coming to you from the St. James Coffee in Rochester, Minnesota. Tune in for the next show that will be on Tuesday. I think it's Tuesday. Yes, it is definitely on Tuesday. The voice in my earphones is telling me. So tune in 9 to 11 Tuesday morning for the next Real Presence Live. God bless.
This has been Real Presence Live on the Real Presence Radio Network. Real Presence Live brings you inspirational stories of faith and a look at the good and holy things happening in our local area. Weekday mornings from 9 to 11 Central. Tune in for an encore of each show beginning Saturday morning at 6. Get the podcast any time of day or night at yourcatholicradiostation.com or on the Real Presence Radio app. And remember, you can be a part of the conversation through Facebook and Twitter. Real Presence Live, local, engaging, and live on the Real Presence Radio Network.